You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Farmers in central New York and across the state say they're feeling the pinch of retaliatory tariffs placed on some of their products in the escalating trade war with the U.S. WAER Scott Willis reports they welcome the $12 billion aid package offered by the Trump administration, but worry the damage may be permanent.
Farmers already deal with a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the weather or market forces under normal conditions. But New York Farm Bureau spokesperson Steve Ammerman says the trade war just adds another layer of instability.
Their crops are already in the ground and growing. And right now, some of them aren't sure if they're going to have a market to sell what's in the ground, but there's no going back. And that does create some anxiety that's only increased for farmers who are already struggling with a down farm economy. Net farm income is down about 50% of what it was just a few years ago.
Ammerman says already rock bottom milk prices are down another 10%, threatening the viability of the state's dairy farms. Other key commodities like corn are off 17%, and soybeans tanked 20% in just the past month. He says One Finger Lakes Winery was told their contracts with China were canceled due to the trade dispute. Ammerman says the aid will be helpful, but it's only a one-shot deal.
Ultimately, what we've been advocating for are open markets, not subsidies or aid. And our farmers, you know, what they want is a place to sell their products, and that's what we're still encouraging our lawmakers to do, is to try and get to a quick resolution and restore the ability for our farmers to be able to sell what we produce here in New York.
He says the escalating international trade war could spur market problems even within our own borders. For example, Ammerman says Washington State lost 40% of its apple market to Mexico.
You may think, oh, that doesn't affect New York. Well, apples grown in Washington, if they're not going to Mexico, they have to go somewhere, and they potentially could come east and filter into some of the markets that our apple growers traditionally fill. So we may lose some market share there.
The apple business is critical to both states. Washington is number one in the nation. New York is number two. Ammerman worries lost markets overseas could take years to get back, even if the trade war is resolved. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.